Talk a little bit about elements of faith within the crew and the folks that you're working with there at Fox. It was cool to see when the 12 bands opened that there were other bands that had faith in their background. And I think of the guys that were touring with their dad, who was an evangelist in the tent revivals and that kind of thing. Is there a perception, you know, that you're this weird fish out of water, or are people loving faith elements? Or,
well, I think you know, out in Los Angeles, things are always a little different. You know, I grew up in the Midwest where, you know, the running joke was, you know, things are weird out in that California, you know. it's just a different place out here. It just truly is. You're going to find people of many different faiths, and all of them are very largely and openly accepted. So I feel like we've never been massively criticized for our faith, but I wouldn't say that we're the majority either. I'm very thankful that we've gotten to meet up with a couple of other groups out here that are Christ followers and have the same faith as us. And that's been a real encouragement, not just to us, but to them as well. Having that connection and being able to share, you know, spiritually how this whole journey has transpired for us. But it's also been interesting to meet people that, you know, when what I've done for the last 9 years with my band, you know, I don't want to say I've been singing to the choir for the last 9 years, but so much of what we've been doing has been inside the walls of the church. And as encouraging and uplifting as that is, it's been very interesting to see how God has kind of taken us to a place that where I've not been as much. And really, frankly, it's been kind of exciting. It's been kind of exciting to be able to, and it's not even for me and what I think for the band mainly that we've really experienced. Sharing the love of Christ doesn't always mean, you know, quoting five scriptures to someone on the crew or the person who's doing your hair or, you know, even a fan who after the show tells you how amazing, you know, you played. Sharing the love of Christ means in the moment being led by the Holy Spirit, really asking the Lord, how can I show your love to this person in front of me? How can I show God's love every single week, not only to the millions watching, you know, in America, but to the people that I'm working with on a week-by-week basis, because I'm building relationships with these wonderful people. Many of them may not even know the God that I serve, but hopefully they're seeing glimpses of him every single day that I interact with them, trying to show them that kind of love. You know, there's wonderful scripture that says, you know, live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God, you know, and that takes on many different forms, but that's what I'm really trying to accomplish out here.